Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
It's time for an episode of Matt Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me is Paul Mattingly.
Across from me, it's Mr. Matt Donnelly.
And on the knobs and dials is Jacob the Audio Guy.
Love that guy.
We're preaching fun.
Yeah.
Paul?
Yes. Hey, am I hearing me? I don't think I'm hearing me. Maybe I am. I just sound weird in my headphones. Maybe because you turned us down.
That's possible.
Remember that part before we started recording where I said, hey, how do you sound?
Yeah, I thought it sounded fine, but then after the thing, it sounded weird.
All right.
Not fast, it's fine.
Let's start.
As long as I sound fine to you guys, I don't care.
I think he does.
Sounds fine to me.
Fine to me.
All right, I'm in there. Yes.
We'll ask the people in the watching us on Twitch, do you guys hear us okay? Do we sound the same?
Check, test, sibilance.
And don't insult me. Be gentle.
Now you've asked too much.
Okay, so let's see here.
That was a hell of a good start to some pod right
hey,
there.
Hey, let me tell you, yeah, I had a huge haul yesterday. Went to lunch with the lady.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you want to do anything else? I'm like, let's do a Target run.
Oh, shit.
Because that's what I live for.
Wow.
So we go to Target. And we go to the one I don't usually go to.
Your mm-hmm. wife is so much more understanding than mine is.
Yeah. Totally.
She likes Target run too, though. Here's the thing. She likes to go to Target. Because
I think this was said off air, but you talked about having Star Wars sheets. Was that on air or off air?
No, it was off air.
Yeah. So she's cool with you now adding Star Wars sheets to your bed.
That's what we found at Target. But she likes to go to Target with me.
Yeah.
Because when we go to Target, I have the Target card.
Okay.
And so I can't abide by her buying stuff without the 5% discount.
Yeah.
Right. So I buy her shit at the Target whenever we go.
Okay,
so
okay.
She got like some shoes and some other fun stuff at Target as well.
Okay.
So it was all good.
It's a mutually beneficial Target run.
Yeah.
That's where you become like a rich daddy.
Exactly. I'm Target rich.
You're Target rich.
So we went and they've got this whole new beer section. So we went and looked at that just for a second.
Uh-huh.
Beer and liquor. They've renovated the whole place. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was in different places. So I went scouring around. But I found these Star Wars sheets and I lost my mind. Queen size, really cool looking Star Wars sheets. They've kind of got a 70s retro vibe.
Cool. So that's the 70s retro vibe.
They're gray.
Have you owned Star Wars sheets in the past?
Yes, when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I haven't had good Star Wars sheets in forever. For a queen size bed?
Yeah.
And they also were selling.
I imagine not a huge market for the queen size Star Wars sheets.
But apparently now they're figuring out that there is.
Okay,
this is the 40th anniversary.
So either
these kids are 40 years old.
There are a lot of nerd couples out there, or there's a lot of spoiled kids with queen size beds.
There's a bit of both, I would say.
Possibly both.
But the characters aren't from the new Star Wars. They're from the old Star Wars.
These are a classic like Art retro. Deco design. So all they have is the outline of the Falcon,
okay.
A TIE Fighter, and an X-Wing in silhouette flying around rainbows on a gray background.
Okay.
Really cool. Like, it straight up looks like it's retro as fuck. And mm-hmm. then they had a matching blanket
mm-hmm.
with two shams, and... it's just awesome. It also has a big rainbow.
This is where Twitch gets to see Paul stretching as he talks.
Yeah. It has a big rainbow, and it just looks awesome. It's a beautiful bed set. I'm like, I think I need to go and buy another set. And pillowcases as well.
You want to get multiple Star Wars?
I think I need to get another set of these for when these go bad. So that I can have another set of Star Wars sheets.
How long does it take you for sheets to go bad?
I'm sure it's a long time. I mean, I still sleep on He-Man pillowcases as I've had since 1983. So
right,
it takes a long time.
I'm curious. How
I wish I had been that there then. I'd have bought more.
I wish I had been that there then.
What did you just say?
I would have bought more of the He-Man pillowcases as
I don't know
a kid.
What's worse. Jacob didn't understand you, and I did. So I don't know what's worse.
You knew it was up. So anyway, but here's the thing. We went to Target, and we were just going to get a quick run, grab some toilet paper and some other little stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a cart, but I found everything. So I'm already carrying a big old fucking comforter
and a
queen sheet set.
Oh, you're just fucking shredded arms.
I'm just
carrying.
Shredded arms. I was in actual physical pain by the time this was over. I couldn't move my arms right.
Why didn't you get a cart?
I should have, because then I went to Toys, and I hit the mother load.
Oh.
Both of the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles samurai turtles with horses.
With not horses?
Not the samurai with horses?
Yes.
What?
Raph with a horse and Mikey with a horse.
Oh.
Total score. They're going for stupid money on secondary market already.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3?
You would think. But that's the toy. It's the new animated version. But they are doing the same kind of storyline. You could easily, plausibly look at them and go, oh, that's Turtles 3. They look like it. They look very similar. But
I had one piece of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trivia that I just pulled out
and
I was wrong.
No, you got it right. You got it right. Turtles 3 was Turtles go back in time and
become
samurai.
That was back in time Turtles, right?
They become samurai, yeah.
Okay.
That's why Usagi Yojimbo is in this set, which I got him a couple weeks ago. Found him in the wild.
Good, good.
I was like, fuck, man. So I'm having good turtle luck. And then I found a couple of wrestling figures.
Salt Lick Scoop in the chat just said, can I specify that no more of my Patreon money goes to Paul?
I'm just going to say yes. Yes, you can. You can specify that. Yes.
Too bad. Too bad. Too late. And then I found a couple wrestling figures. And then I found they had a couple of Nintendo figures on super sale for like $1.50 for like a little Toad and a Bogoblin from Zelda. I was fucking
makes me
up.
Want to scoop in the chat. Said I went to Target for bathing suits yesterday. 2 hours later, came home with 6 bags. I think I blacked out. I relate to this.
This is what Target is. This is why I didn't take a cart because I would have been. It would have been even worse if I'd taken a cart.
Haul it in. It
was still
go
bad.
There and not. I can't go there and spend less than $150
easily.
I can't do it.
Easy.
Every time I'm in there, I don't know how the fuck I do it. But you just
do you have the
like,
Target card?
My wife does.
Yeah. Oh, it feels so good to save at 5%.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
Watch I guess I should apply one for myself.
You should get one, dude.
I hate having cards.
I feel you, but yeah. It's great.
I got a Kohl's one. I already regret it.
I have a Kohl's one, too.
Yeah. Because they make it sound like you're going to save all this fucking money, but then you got to like keep...
You got to keep buying shit.
Yeah, you have to buy...
I never go to Kohl's, but Target, I use all the fucking
once
time.
I go to Kohl's like once a year, twice a year. Mm-hmm. So I got to talk to them the card last time I was there.
Yeah, but Target, you use a lot.
Because I was buying a Bucket Show suit.
Right,
The new suit that I have for the Bucket Show suit.
It made
suit.
Sense to buy one.
I bought a nice new black suit for the
I'm still using my ratty old jacket.
I know. We got to figure that out.
That jacket, I think, is the one I'm sure that is the one I had on the boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my second city jacket.
But that thing, so I got talked into that, and then they give you cash, but you have to bring it with you, even if you download the app.
Yeah, the Kohl's
cash.
Oh,
so you have to keep your card? Oh, you got to
bring like coupons. Shit you get in the mail.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of hassle.
And that's like, no, just give me the, if
some
it's
people,
out there, just
some
give
people
it to
like
me.
To play that game.
I hate it.
No, Best Buy was doing that for a long
I'm
time.
So mad.
You can get the Best Buy cash?
Best Buy can eat my butt. They've owed me $5 for like 80 years, and I never get it because every time I go, the kiosk is busted, or I, you know.
No, now you can just ask for it at the cash register. You can just do it when you're checking out,
and
now.
They'll do it.
Yes. No, that's because I finally get to use my Best Buy money now because they can just do it at the cash register.
Fucking
how do they owe you $5?
Because you use the Best Buy rewards, you earn reward points, but then you can never fucking redeem it.
Yeah,
they make because you have to print it off at home.
Right. And like, they had to print it off at home, or they had a kiosk
or
in
the
store for a while.
Or the kiosk
was
fucking busted.
And but even the kiosk was like, oh, you just go to the kiosk and print it.
Same thing with the last time I went to go do my Toys R Us, they fucked me. The kiosk was busted. I'm like, eat my shit. This thing's expire after a while. I earned this fucking money.
Oh, Gasman Scoop says that Paul is still waiting for a new jacket. 3 weeks for 2 pairs of pants.
Right. I'm not waiting for a new jacket. I don't need a new jacket yet.
Yeah.
But well, I'll get a new suit. Maybe I'll get a new suit before Scoop Fest.
Well, at some point, if this turns out to be a good thing that we're doing, we should...
If we make money?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Then we should outfit ourselves
Yeah, I agree.
Via the company.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, classy gentlemen.
Oh, we should so film it for a montage.
Oh yeah, we should I'll sit down and like I'll prove and disapprove.
Yes, the outfits as you come out. We gotta do that now.
Yeah.
We gotta
do yes.
It. We can't do it at a men's warehouse.
No.
So we gotta figure this out is happening at a men's warehouse.
No, it's not.
Oh yes, it is.
I will never give them another fucking dollar.
Oh. We're gonna go to Kohl's with expired Kohl's cash. and just be pissed until we get a manager to come.
Oh.
We'll have Jacob handle the Kohl's cash debacle with the manager.
Good, good.
Because he knows how to negotiate while raging. And then you and I will do like 80s montage of changing in different outfits.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That sounds like a fine plan.
Adorable.
Sounds like a fine plan. It'll be very pretty woman. Then we'll walk into men's warehouse with our bags and go, huge mistake.
You made a huge mistake.
And then we walk out all sassy.
I actually really like the suit that I just got for the show, which we got at Burlington.
Yeah,
I need to find the specs on that suit and just get that for myself.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about 50 Shades. You just got a new suit of 50 Shades. Yeah.
Yeah.
They went to Burlington for you?
Yeah. Maybe we should go to Burlington.
Clash with the capital K over there, dude.
Yeah, Burlington. I think we talked about it on here that I recently discovered that Burlington is not a high class establishment.
No.
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 Yeah. I did not know that.
It is the Aspie Spumante of sparkling clothing warehouse.
But $100 for a suit. Hey.
What are you gonna do?
You gonna buy that fucking suit?
What do you do? Pay more than $100 for a suit?
Crazy?
Yes. Yes.
What, are you planning on wearing that 2 or 3 times?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Maybe more.
Maybe 6 times a week. Paul, I don't think we talked about this on the air.
Oh, we didn't talk about this.
I don't think we talked about this on the air.
No, because this happened on a Sunday.
Yeah. I was
and
away.
And then I had an extra time off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I exploded my pants.
So Paul has a $100 suit he's been wearing for over a year.
I had a suit that I had been wearing over a year.
Had a blowout.
It was so threadbare, you could literally see through it. It looked like the crotch looked like wax paper. I bend over to pick up something I dropped on the floor like 2 minutes before the show starts. Vomp goes out.
The whole crotch.
The whole right crotch.
The whole right the inner whole sleeve. Right,
the whole right inner sleeve.
The groin of the pants.
The groin of the pant. Gone. Gone. Just a fucking... And so I quick take off my pants.
We have two people who help us with wardrobe.
Yep.
One of them knows how to sew.
Right.
Good.
Now, you wouldn't have been able to sew this anyway.
Yeah.
This was beyond just, sew. This was dead.
Just a deterioration.
But...
The rock had become sand.
We straight up take my pants off,
yeah.
Lay them out, and tape them up.
Yeah.
We put hardcore tape right in the pant.
Yeah.
And so I start the show with tape in the pant, and it's holding up okay, but I'm having to be real jizzy about where I dance and how hard I push it.
Right. You're having to move like your pants are taped together.
Everything held up real good up until the helicopter scene where I had to climb up over everything.
Okay, so you have to climb up over everything.
So
and then
right before I even went out for the helicopter scene, it was already going. And right. I'm like, it's going, but I'm doing the helicopter scene where I sit and my legs are together. No one's going to see it. It's fine.
Except that you're propped up, feet in the air, crotch out towards the audience.
But it was closed in.
I know, but you had the fucking thigh master.
Oh, I had to, yeah, no, I definitely had to keep it tight. But it was fine. But then as soon as I jumped off the stage off of that one,
yeah.
I was like, I don't have time to take off my pants.
No.
So the rest of the show, the last 15 minutes, I did with tape on the outside of my pants as well as on the inside.
You did. You basically were wearing a duct tape sleeve.
Yeah.
A pants sleeve.
Yep.
Which I was like, again, like when you hear about finding the black box after a plane crashes, people say, why don't you make the whole plane out of the same material you make black box material? We should make you a duct tape suit for the show.
They exist.
I'm sure they do.
It would hold up for a while.
It would hold up like $100 Burlington Coat Factory.
Ain't nothing holds up after...
No.
300 plus shows.
That's exactly.
I'm moving this shit.
Yeah.
My thighs are very good friends with each other. They really hang out all the time and...
Yeah.
You know, friction.
Them pant sleeves, though.
Them pant sleeves, yo. I burned them. But yeah, that was that.
That was funny.
Got a new suit. I love it.
So you like the Burlington Coat Factory, huh?
I'm enjoying my new suit. It's new. It's loose. It feels good.
What would it take for you to do a non-black suit for the Bucket Show?
I don't know. A lot.
what do you mean a lot?
I'm not doing non-black.
Paul likes wearing black.
I'm Johnny Cash
Here's
over
the
here,
thing,
baby.
We have a backup location because the agreement we have at Polaris Studios is very amiable.
Yes.
And one of the conditions of it being such a bargain for us to experiment, because it's a legit studio.
Mm-hmm. Right. TV
is
studio.
Is that if major productions come in, we got to go somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
So we are doing the Scoop Fest at the Space, mm-hmm. which for people who are concerned about marijuana at the Scoop Fest.
Yep.
Oh, my God. A firework just went off in your neighborhood.
That was huge firework.
I told you.
It is as bright as day. It is day.
It is as bright as day. The sun is high in the sky right now.
And somebody just explosion. Huge explosion.
Yeah.
And then just
was those the kind of mortars that were going off the other night?
That was much farther away than the ones that were going off the other night.
Oh, boy. I would have. Jeez. No wonder you would have murdered
that was
somebody.
Much quieter than the ones going off the other night.
Bloody murder.
Like that, the microphones, they might not even have picked that one up. The ones that were going off the other night, we wouldn't have been able to record.
Somebody's driving off to go get somebody.
Yeah.
The cavalry.
Somebody about to fuck somebody up.
Weed is now legal here in Las Vegas.
Makes me want to scoop. Wants to see Paul in a powder blue suit.
Powder blue. Oh.
I don't think that's my color, yo.
Disagree.
I don't think that's my jam.
We are. I did talk to the Ugug about getting us a little powder. Because we were a little shiny.
Sure.
I
should bring my own powder.
We
should. A little... Zhuzh.
Was in the sitcom version, you mix up your beard darkener with your powder and you just make like a giant hairy face.
Come out all weird black face.
Yeah. You come out.
That'll go over great.
I do Chewbacca. Chewbacca. There was a legal marijuana dispensary next to the Space.
Yeah.
Which we didn't think, which is fine.
It's called Headspace.
Is it?
No, it should be.
Oh, that's funny. Because I was like, that's the name of the meditation app. But, so our backup location for when we are at the studio is at the Space. The Space is all black. So on camera, having a black suit with a black background will make you a floating head.
I don't care.
Red suit.
Will you wear a colored shirt underneath your black suit?
Well, it'll have some color in it, like this.
A black shirt with a color print?
Well, I mean, we're only going to do... Yeah, I only do black shirts with color print. I'm only going to do scoop shirts.
Yeah.
Basically, this. I'm going to wear pretty much the same thing every week.
That's fine. Eventually, we should as this becomes successful.
Because that becomes branding. That's branding.
Sure.
Branding, guys.
Whatever you need.
Branding left for the mark, untrue.
Matt, how many suits do you own?
I own probably a total of 7 suits.
How many of them are black? How many of just plain black?
Just plain black. One.
Yeah. You have a plain black suit.
I have one plain black suit. I have two like charcoal-y black suits.
I do charcoal. I don't do the plain black.
I have blue, and I have gray.
Yeah.
And then I have a navy blue.
Okay. Yeah, I have a couple of blues. I've got a couple of grays. I've got one that's just all linen.
We can talk into a navy, though, can't we, Paul?
I thought we could get Paul in a navy.
Dark blue?
It doesn't really do anything for me.
We'll take him over to the men's warehouse.
I will go neon green before I'll go like navy blue.
That's also fine.
Fine.
You.
Yeah, I'm okay with wacky.
We can have like an away jersey for you.
Yeah.
So you can be smooth black or your away neon.
My wacky.
Yeah.
We'll get a Matt King suit guy to make you up some suits.
Well, I mean, for now I'm still doing jeans and blazer, basically.
Yeah.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah.
Not really going full suit.
Yeah. And down the road, Paul wears a suit 6 nights a week in this show.
Yeah,
I do.
So make him do another suit. We are going to get to Buster Keaton, I think it was. Had a really sharp looking tuxedo that actually was just a zip up one piece costume.
Wow, you got it to that point.
Right, I remember that. Yeah. It was like a jumper.
And I think that would be your ideal, I think.
Nah. I'll tell you, I'll still get a suit. I like a suit.
Yeah.
We'll get something fun.
We gotta go,
purple, that's what I want. Purple.
You're purple, great.
There you go.
We can get your purple suit.
Yeah. Happening. All right, we're good.
All right.
Problem solved.
I have to figure out now a suit that would complement that color, though. That's what's next. The good news, we have an all-white background or all-black background. Mm-hmm. So colors work.
That's true.
But black on black won't work.
All right. I will get a purple suit.
All right.
It's going to be dark purple. Basically black.
We're going to have someone help us look for the right one.
The right purple suit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, eventually...
Oh, yeah, we'll... no, the salesman at Men's Warehouse, they'll absolutely help you.
eventually, if and when this is all rocking and rolling,
yeah,
we'll go get... Yes. Suited up proper. Yeah. I'd like to have a fresh purple suit for Scoop Fest.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if we can get to that quickly.
I think maybe. I'll
still be okay just wearing my black jacket for Scoop Fest too.
All right.
Are you saying for Scoop Fest particularly?
Yes.
Maybe I'll just get a blazer. I do have a purple blazer. I don't think it fits me anymore.
That is the unfortunate part. The amount of suits I have is I have suits for good different weeks, sizes. Bad weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious about, so we have a lot of truckers who listen to our show.
Yeah.
I'm curious, A, how truckers feel about trucker jokes.
What kind of trucker jokes?
So, like, for an example, like, comedically, as a writer or as a hack improviser, if I want to make a hand job joke, I'll spice it up by saying truck stop hand job.
Okay.
Right? And that'll get, like, a universal laugh.
Right.
Truck stops have filthy bathroom sex aplenty, reputationally.
That's not a dig on truck drivers. That's just a lot of traffic in a bathroom.
Right. That's the thing. So I'm curious for our trucker listeners, because I know we have a bunch, and they're big podcasters.
Yeah.
How they feel when they hear truck stop jokes or truck jokes or trucker jokes. I'm
sure most of them could give a shit.
Probably sad that they're not getting more hand jobs in the bathroom.
Right.
I'm curious about all that. I'm curious about,
I'd be curious if I hear a joke about all the hand jobs truckers are supposed to get and I don't get any.
Yeah. Like, you're like, I must be going to all the wrong truck stops, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing but jerky sales.
Fuck stops.
You're I've been going to, go to the wrong.
Fuck stops.
I've been going to the wrong gas stations.
Not the truck stops, the fuck stops.
And then also, truckers, I might be already offending them by calling them truckers. They might be called something else. I'm kidding. But what is your favorite truck jokes? That's what I'm curious about. I just suppose it's like, because we make fun of, you guys are Southern Hicks, so we make fun of Southern Hicks, but once in a while people go like, why is it you? You are a fucking hillbilly. Jacob Smith.
Damn it.
Louisiana, shoeless, shrimping hillbilly. You know, Paul makes fun of his Indiana jokes, it's become a thing.
Right.
And I didn't realize, if New Jersey, these are all regional things. Occupationally, I'm trying to think of other occupational jokes.
Yeah.
Whether you give a shit about them or not.
I think occupational people, I don't know. I think, you know, it's certainly to the person. How much of a offensive about the occupation is it?
Right.
How much is it just within the context? I mean, doctors, I'm sure, don't mind doctor jokes.
Right.
Oh, we have bad handwriting.
Lawyers.
That's not the doctor joke I was thinking of.
But. Lawyers love lawyer jokes.
Yeah.
Right?
Most lawyers I know love lawyer jokes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
How do you feel about when you hear people joke about how improvisers never work or never amount to anything?
It cuts a little. It is a common joke.
I'm give me a joke.
No, it's
just joking.
What's your name?
I'm Jacob.
Jacob. What Jacob's saying is, like, it's definitely very common if you bring up improviser for someone to make a penniless, fruitless endeavor joke.
Right.
On the spot. In writing and in conversation. Wouldn't you agree with that, Paul?
If they've had any experience improvising, they might.
Well, that's it. So, like, there's always...
But then they know.
Yeah. So I always laugh at it. So
joke's on you, too, because you clearly bought a class somewhere along the line.
I laugh, and I'm always like, oh, yeah, that's true.
Kind
that's,
of.
That's a... I don't...
I've made a lot of money improvising.
You and I are probably...
I'm not just saying with us. My professional life has been 60% improv.
No. You know what I mean? That's the thing. When I was doing Wayne
Brady's
show, when I was doing Wayne Brady's show, I was positive that I was like the third highest paid improviser
clearly,
at the time.
Yeah.
You probably were.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
And even when I got into Second City,
yeah.
Like the guy who I was replacing was like, just remember, you are now within the 300 top of this in the world.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
No matter what. That's not saying a ton because there's just not that many.
No.
But also, there is something to be said for it.
Yeah. It's similar like pool player.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. It's a very specialized field, but you're at the top of it.
Yeah. So, and I'd say you and I have made money doing this more than
we've done better than the average improviser.
Yeah.
By far.
And with that, we reached to the very
but
top.
I've also done as well as the average improviser for many years as well.
Yeah.
So I know.
But the top of that game is still poverty.
Oh, yes. That's when you're reading the books about improv and everything. It's like that shiny coin of that $90 3-hour rehearsal paycheck.
Yes.
You go and coach for 3 hours and you get 90 fucking bucks.
Instead of 50.
Yeah. And you're the king.
Yeah. Or you tour, for like I said, you make 400 and room and board.
Woo!
400 a week.
That tour co-living.
Yeah.
It's good training, though.
It is.
It is. And that's how, and that's how it works.
And,
yes, you love it.
And it's
you work with great people. You're doing what you love. And that's how they get away
with
it.
And people who did it, that's exactly it. I mean, you get paid so much less to do what you love. 50 Shades is included, like in that.
Agreed.
All these people can make more money doing other stuff.
We talk about it all the time. It's like, this is... I, you know, one of these days I'll have to find another job.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's a couple years from now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But I love this gig. It's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And it's decent money for what I want to do compared to what I've been paid before other times for what I love to do. This is good.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, like I always joke, like if I want to just go work for Zappos, I'd make more money then.
I guess maybe at some point.
Yeah.
If I got specialized enough at Zappos.
That's my go-to in the back of my head.
Is Zappos?
Yeah.
That's the fallout?
If all shit hits the fan.
If everything goes wrong, is Zappos?
Yeah.
We could probably, you could probably do Zappos better than I could do Zappos.
I think so.
I could not.
I think I fit that corporate culture thing they have going on.
Yeah, you could make that work.
Yeah.
Well, you've had some experience in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not the managerial type.
Right. No. That's when you don't have jobs, you apply for like
my next job is going to be shoveling shit somewhere.
You apply for the lowest level
job.
Yeah. Paul, outside of the world of comedy, Paul has zero self-esteem for his skills in the workplace.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't even do Anne's job, right?
I could, I guess. I couldn't do it as well as she does.
Right.
No, actually, no, I could not do Anne's job.
No.
Requires far too much math, far too much other stuff.
That's what I was going
to say. And you'd have to deal with customers.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
There's no way that you're dealing with customers at the Gap.
There's a reason I do what I do. There's a reason I did ticketing for 4 years.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that than... I will probably go into a timeshare thing.
And sell timeshares?
Who knows?
That actually is unfortunate, but that happened the other day. Someone... I ran into a cast member of Jersey Boys.
Yeah.
And they were selling timeshares.
Ooh.
And that was like tough.
Ooh. Yeah, that is tough.
A year ago, you had like one of the best paying show business jobs in Vegas. And
that's what I'm saying, man. This is where you go next. Yeah, it's highs and lows. It is.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's the ride we've chosen to go on. It's fun.
And that's, and it's specifically, for now. Specifically Las Vegas, you have to ride those highs and lows.
Yes, you do.
Because
this town makes it available, though.
It makes it available, but it's not abundant like it is in other cities. But then it's not as much of a struggle as it is in other cities.
No. And there are other jobs. Like, when this one goes away, it may take me 2 months, but I'll find another job.
And here you're not as defined by it.
No.
You know, like you're not, like if you're in New York or Los Angeles and you are either a struggling actor doing blank.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And everyone knows that at your work. And everyone knows that when you walk in. You know what I mean?
Like,
here you can just be whatever you're doing. And then they go like, oh, you're trying to show this stuff to a cool. Oh, you got a really good show. Great. Are you quitting? How exciting. And there's no sense of like, you're faking it. You don't belong there. Or we'll see you back here. Or there's no expectation. It's all like, great. You know.
Yeah.
It's that small town that is this city.
Exactly.
It just makes people go like, oh, cool. About everything you're doing.
Yes.
If you were to leave 50 Shades and go back to being a janitor, people would be like, oh, cool. How's that going?
Yeah.
How's janitoring? There would be no sense of falling from grace.
I would never
do
that again, though.
Or,
I'm done with that one.
Because of witnessing a robbery?
I don't know what was going on. Cops were running right by me, chasing some fool. I'm out.
I remember. We were just,
hit him with a mop.
We weren't an endeavor at that time. We were just friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to my wife, I was like, Paul still has a lot of skills that are... put him above this position
that he could use in other positions.
Yeah. And I
did
that
job well.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't mean being a janitor is shitty. Paul got paid jack shit.
I did. I got paid jack shit.
Paul had a bad janitor job.
But it got me the time I needed to teach in the evenings and still do classes and shows, which is great. And I'll tell you, the weird thing about that job was the 8 hours of podcasts I was listening to every day really trained me.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
It really did.
Without a doubt.
Really gave me a leg up on what I like and what to do. And, well, I mean, hello, you're hearing this gold right now. I don't have to tell you guys. I don't have to tell you.
All everyone's doing is just shouting at their radio on going, their we chairs. Know, we know.
We are wrapped with attention. Continue. Continue, please. Yeah, but there were some good days there. But yeah, I didn't get paid shit. But I'll find a better job next time.
we hope there is no next time.
Yeah, we're planning to make this the thing.
Yeah.
This is going to be our job soon.
We're making steps to this being
the
thing.
We're getting there. Oh, if
you don't want Paul to be a janitor, go to patreon.com/.
Honestly, you joke. You really are keeping me out of janitor school. Yeah, I don't know.
Janitor school dropout.
I wouldn't go back to janitor school.
Toilet blue water day for you. Janitor school dropout.
The worst thing that happened at that job was you clean the laundry rooms was a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was how my morning started.
Mm-hmm.
Six laundry rooms all throughout the complex, and I clean each one. Now, I'm very good at cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm actually really good at it.
Yeah.
And I kind of enjoy it under the right circumstances. I hate cleaning my own bathroom at home.
Okay.
But part of that is because we don't have a good ventilation system in our bathroom, and I always end up getting sick because I use a lot of chemicals.
Oh.
But
Paul napalms his apartment.
I do. I nuke the shit out of it. I clean the fuck out of it. But this one laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I got really good at cleaning up the laundry rooms. So they were most days still pretty sparkly from the day before when I was there.
Yeah.
But there was one that had a fucked up air conditioning unit on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
That was leaking down through the roof, and the roof just collapsed.
Yeah.
And so it was like, I cleaned up like half a ceiling out of a laundry room.
Oh,
yeah.
That's gross.
And then it started to go again because the one guy that was the maintenance head guy.
Got there by giving maintenance head?
I don't know how he got there. There were a couple guys that I worked with knew what the fuck they were doing.
Right.
That guy did not know what the fuck he was doing. Patching the shit up and just watching the water come back in. Like, what are you doing?
Oh.
Made me a little crazy. Makes me a lot crazy. But then the other part of it is, that's everywhere. And I know that's everywhere. And that does give me a little bit of like, fuck it. Go for whatever job you want. Nobody knows what they're doing.
That is...
That's one part of the secret.
That's really
not
true.
Not secret, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
The wave,
just go.
The wave of... That's the thing. I was actually discussing this with my brother and sister-in-law.
Uh-huh.
She's working her way up in the entertainment field. She started off at the desk at a talent agency, and now she's apprenticing, but she's experimenting with talent acquisition.
Okay.
She's now going to go out to see shows and stuff in L.A.
You should have her come see our show sometime.
I will not.
No, talent acquisition.
I told her.
Talent acquisition.
I told her to aim high. I was like, listen, bro, I'm here. When you're having a bad day, come see our show.
Right.
We're an easy chat.
If you've had 2 months of real dry bones, come on by.
Go to twitch.tv/HeyScoops.
Give us a gander.
Come by. I'll give you a dry bone.
Heyo.
Did you just offer to fuck my sister-in-law, Jacob?
I didn't offer.
Jesus.
He promised. It's happening.
Oh, my God.
She better run. How fast can she run?
What a horrible day. I just got my sister-in-law fucked. Literally. What a bad day.
Oh.
And what a good brother-in-law you are.
No, so you go through...
She's not even blood.
Yeah, so I can't even... There's no argument there. I guess I can't stop it.
Guess Jacob has to fuck her. Oh, well.
I'll text her. At least give her a heads up.
Dear so-and-so, warning.
Warning.
There's a dry bone coming your way.
Incoming dry bone.
You don't want to get that dry bone. Running.
So when you first try to get into any field, I would say entertainment, speaking from my perspective, entertainment, right?
Uh-huh.
There is a feeling of specialness. I am meant to do this.
Mm.
Someone out there is going to see this, and I'm going to radiate such talent that I must be worked with.
Right.
Yes.
And I must be hired in some capacity.
My shiny gold ass will clearly radiate and gleam in the sun.
Then there comes a phase where you realize, like, there's a lot of people like you.
Mm.
There's way more fucking people than you think going after what you think you can get.
Yes.
And even your very original ideas are very similar to a lot of other people's ideas.
Incredibly.
And then there becomes this ground crushing metaphor destroying depression.
Yes.
Right. But then you don't realize, then they're kind of like, what else can I do? And if the answer is something, then you end up kind of fading away and going another route.
Right.
And if the answer is, what else can I do? Nothing. Well, then this is the only experience I have. I better keep going.
Yeah.
Right. And then you realize that that's everyone.
Yes.
That like everyone is faking it until they make it, mm-hmm. in every field. And especially in entertainment, only because there isn't qualified metrics.
Right.
Right. Like you're always dealing
right.
with the ether, no matter how detailed it gets. It still comes to a certain something that catches.
And there are people who can work at this till they're 50.
Yeah.
And then it hits.
Yeah.
There's people that can work at this till they're 90 and it never hits.
Yeah. Like that show, what is it? Lady Boss?
Mm-hmm.
On Netflix, was canceled after one
season.
Girl Boss. Girl Boss.
Yep.
Canceled after one season. Felt just as much heat going into it as Glow.
Easily.
Right? Like mm-hmm. it just seemed like, oh, yeah. Oh, this is the team. This is who's producing. This is who's playing it.
Kay
What's
Cannon.
It based on? Holy shit.
Worked with her at Second City.
Right.
She's a genius. She's the mind behind the Pitch Perfect series.
Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's and a brilliant series.
30 Rock pedigree, the whole bit, right? And so, like, that seems like the way to go, and then just doesn't catch.
It didn't. Yep.
Everything on paper is the same as Glow,
mm-hmm.
right? But just it's just like, and so like, no matter how many metrics, no matter how much qualified, they're doing the same thing. We're going to find the best writers, the best producers, best cast. Let's do it, you know? And so
it's lightning in a bottle. How do you do it?
Yeah. And so that's when you realize is that you just keep throwing it up.
Keep throwing stuff at the wall until something catches.
And then it comes a matter of like,
that's why I'm writing my second Christmas Puss book.
Yeah. If you just, put all those eggs in that Christmas Puss basket.
No, but I still get residuals on that first one. I'm still making money on that book. It's still selling. Evergreen, baby. And this second one is better. It's done.
Impossible.
Impossible. It's better. Andy's working on the artwork now.
When a guy put on a wagon of sausage.
Okay. I'll say it's better in so much as it's a little more kid friendly. Even.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First one's fun though.
I love reading it to my kids.
I love the first one.
My kids are. It is longer for young kids.
Yeah,
they don't get through the whole book.
It's a long book.
But
I'm learning that now too. With going to visit my niece.
Yeah.
I bought my brother a bunch of She-Ra books,
mm-hmm.
kids books from back in the 80s, and he's like, "Those fucking books are long."
Yeah.
You got me reading this shit all day long because you got kids.
Oh yeah,
you get through that book and then it's again, mm-hmm. and it's like a 20-minute book is no joke.
No,
that's a lot of reading.
No, when I get through Little Blue Truck Goes in the City, it's just hard. And then I also start to improvise because I'm lazy like that.
Oh, see, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
My niece, I was starting to play around. She's like, no, that's not what it says.
She wants it to the letter.
Yeah, she's like, that's not what happened.
There's a Winnie the Pooh book that straight up just didn't just. It was like the right out of Elf, where like the last page makes no sense. Like it just, the story just ends, and you're like, it seems like they're going to get this balloon. The balloon might go in the sky, and then it's just Tim Robbins. Who's Robbins? Robin.
Winnie the Pooh.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
It's like, no, here, I'll take the balloon, and then like there's no the back. There's an image of a balloon in the sky with Winnie the Pooh on it. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And so I just was like, they were like, this is a fucking kid's book. They're like, we ran out of pages. Here, it's got all the characters
right.
in it. Parents will read it.
Meanwhile, the adults lose their mind.
Yeah. And he's right. My kids aren't like, what happened? They're just like, great. I saw a bear, a balloon, tree. I'm happy.
Moving on.
A couple years from now, they might be asking that question.
I know. And then we're going to take it to City Hall.
Yep. But you just keep creating. That's the key.
Yeah.
Keep making stuff. You know, I write. I fiddle around with
podcast
stuff, acting,
job.
All these different stuff.
Oh, good. Good. I thought Paul was about to say kids.
No, like the guy
No, kids. I'm not having kids.
Fiddling around with kids.
No, I'm fiddling around with kids.
Sheesh.
No.
You scared me.
Doing the kids all day.
Do the kids.
No, but every job, whatever it is that like they all knew jack shit at one point and just had to fucking step up, exude confidence and authority, take a risk.
It's a fact.
And it paid off.
Yep. So the next time I have to get a Joe job, if ever.
Yeah.
it'll be a better situation. It's not going to happen again.
I believe we're just good. Saying yes and exuding confidence is how I've gotten every job that I've ever had.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, but you know how,
including doing this podcast.
But you know how some things work.
When now, Matt was like, "Hey, I'm thinking about doing this podcast. Could you help us out with that?" I was like, "Yep, sure can."
It's true.
How to do a podcast, right? Google.
And then when he, fucking my sister-in-law.
Yeah,
he just exuded confidence and authority.
Google,
how do I fight Matt's sister-in-law?
How to drop a dry bone on Matt's sister-in-law.
.com. Oh, wow. Oh,
wait, that's not taken yet? Oh, I misspelled dry bone.
10-year investment.
Damn it. Dry bone. I spelled it with a Z.
Oh, we should get into some scoop mail.
Bozen, dry bones.
Dry bone.
Message for you, that.
Let's see. We've got one here from... Oh, it helps if I click on the right thing.
From...
The Scoop. The whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
Yeah.
Dear Matt, Paul, Jacob, and special guest /SJ/Ninja, if applicable. It's not. It's just us. Well, gentlemen and SJ, it's that time of year again. That's right. It's time for the Scoop Road Trip to Pittsburgh Part 2.
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to do Scoop Fest in Pittsburgh.
Yep. As you have no doubt forgotten from last year... Scooponomics and I went on a road trip visit to visit some friends from college, and his scoop mail led to some pro/anti-Pittsburgh and Sheets versus Wawa discussions among fellow scoops.
Right.
Bloody battles. Bloody battles.
It's still not settled.
It's like Jacob and his neighbors.
Yeah. And me and Matt's sister-in-law. Well, this year I unfortunately won't be joined by...
Drop that dry bone.
It's too dry.
Oh, I got to fix that dry bone.
She's really in for a doozy.
Well, there... I can't wait to meet your sister-in-law now.
I know.
It's going to be so awkward.
This is Jacob the Dry Bone.
Dry Bone Smith.
Well, this
on
year...
On your knobs and dials.
I think we need to start calling him Dry Bone. Can we call him Dry Bone Smith? Jacob Dry Bone Smith.
Are you good with Dry Bone as a nickname, Jacob?
It's better than most.
I mean, right? Dry Bone, it's pretty fun.
Dry Bone's a good nickname.
It's better than a lot of nicknames I've had.
Dude, we can start getting, like, mugs. Dry Bone. Old Dry Bone.
Old Dry Bone on the knobs and dials.
That is the second merchandise idea that Paul has had today that's just a mug.
Paul just likes mugs.
But he likes mugs.
It works.
Get
your message out there. Also... What better way to have dry, anything dry, you want liquid.
Balance it out.
Better get some liquid in that dry bone mug.
Well, this year I unfortunately won't be joined by Scoopinomics as he's working hard to get his PhD down in Florida.
Loser.
But I will be joined by a non-Scoop friend. Who I hope to obelisk by the end of the trip.
Yay.
So wish me luck.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
If you're trying to become a
careful.
Doctor, don't fake it till you make
well,
it.
Well, be careful with that. But be careful with trying to obelisk somebody on a road trip.
That's a
tightrope.
That it can be, yeah.
It's a very long trip if it's unsuccessful.
You catch the wrong episode, we're fucked. I mean, I'll never do that again.
No.
You fucked like Matt's sister-in-law.
Dry bone!
Yeah.
Old dry bone like, coming
if
through!
If you're trying to obelisk my sister-in-law, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Unless that obelisk is a dry bone.
Now for something a bit more interesting. My shitty job story.
Oh.
When I was in college, I had a part-time job at a sporting goods store as a sales associate, and overall I enjoyed the job and the people that I worked with. However, this job started off on an unexpected note. It was my first day. My manager gave me a rundown of my responsibilities, and he was taking me on a tour of the store. At this store, all employees had walkie-talkies with headsets to easily communicate with each other, and while I was walking around with the manager, we both hear someone shit in the changing rooms through our earpieces.
Welcome to my wife's life.
Yep, this is literally a shitty job story.
Mm-hmm.
We both stop in our tracks, and a silence seemed to engulf the entire store. Upon further inspection, the manager confirmed that someone had indeed taken a shit in the changing rooms, a mere 25 feet from the bathrooms. Can you guess what happened next?
Someone had to go clean it up.
I got my first assignment as an employee. Clean up shit in the changing room. At first, I thought it was some kind of prank or hazing ritual at this store.
Oh, man.
What? Now that is fucking commitment.
What a funny prank.
If a store does that kind of hazing.
Everybody, you get your shit cleaned up yet, Barbara?
Pull the other one.
I remember.
Shit comes out.
I remember my first poop scoop.
What a prank. Hope you're ready for the 4 o'clock prank. I go twice every day at work.
The after lunch rush prank is the worst.
I have my early morning coffee shit, and then I have my after lunch poo.
Remember, after this one, you get to be the pooer for the next employee.
That's right. One day it'll pass on to you.
The chain of command.
That's it.
But until that day, clean my shit every twice a day from the floor of the changing
room. You're just waiting for someone to get hired so you can stop cleaning poop every day.
But alas, I was wrong, and I actually had to help clean up human feces on my first day of work.
Oh.
Thankfully, the manager took some pity on me, and I didn't have to clean the bathrooms for the first full month I worked, which was a pretty good silver lining to the situation. Fucking you in the face. The scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop. There is not much of a silver lining to cleaning up human feces off the floor of a changing room.
I'll agree. I cleaned it up out of bathrooms, and it's still awful.
Yeah.
A changing room makes it even worse. When it's messes that in a place where there's not running water, you're fucked.
And it's in the carpet?
No, don't get me started. Anne has had to do this on several occasions. There's been...
Clean up human shit?
Yes, out of the changing rooms. There's been what? So many... Dude, people are the worst. People go into a changing room to shit. People go into changing rooms to shit. People go to the store to try on too tight pants and then come out and ask sales associates, how does my hard penis look in this?
Wow.
Is that how they word it?
No. They just have they have a dry bone sticking out of those fucking gap sweats, and it's like, what do you think? Do these work? Like seriously, like turning left and right, like what do you think? With a fucking bone on.
I understand the boner sweatpants more than I understand the shitting in the.
I do too.
They all come from the same place.
It's just a show off,
a sense of entitlement. Bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to the boner show off part.
Entitlement and helplessness at the same time.
I have
same
a hard time.
Time
shitting in the woods. I can't imagine trying to poop in a
I could
a
never
dressing
shit
room.
In a dressing room. Also,
not after the first time.
I don't trust my shits.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Might get runny.
Here we go.
I got a lot of questions.
Here we go.
It's been a week since we talked about poop, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I rarely don't poop and not pee.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's start there.
Right. So sure. I'm sitting down.
So that means you got to have some extra, like,
I mean, almost every time.
Yeah.
I peed just a second before, or I peed just after.
Yeah.
I pooped. Right.
Yeah.
That's par for the course.
That's human.
But these people just poop.
So there's no extra pee.
There's
area.
No pee. There's just poop. Like, there's a lot of people that just can take a dry shit.
That's the other part, right? Like.
Yes, and that's the other thing.
Because the
you
contents,
don't know where to wipe.
Yeah, so like, what are you bringing with you?
Right. Nothing. I mean, if you don't care enough to shit in a fucking...
Then you're also just
you don't
poop
care.
Your pants out
your
of there.
Asshole is already a travesty. I'm sure that poop has probably got crust of other poop on it from where your butt was still a crusty old poop
wiping's
hole.
Not a high priority. And then, so is it like a frequent occasion? Is it always dressing rooms? Is you know what I mean? Like is
all these
it a
people
run
around
occasion?
With dirty assholes.
That's I mean, like
disgusting.
Is it like a frequent occasion or
I keep
a one-time
wipes
thing?
Everywhere. I got them in my car. I got them in my backpack.
Me too.
Just in case of emergency.
Yeah. Mine's in case of my kid's emergency.
Well,
yeah.
Sure. But still.
Yeah.
You keep your kid's assholes clean.
Yeah.
Keep your own asshole clean.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I don't know, man.
So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think this person is that the first time they've done it?
No. Well, what is that first time? There's something going on there.
That's what I mean.
Somebody had to do it the first
there
time.
Has
well,
to
what
be a
was
first
it?
First time shit in the dressing
what
room.
What was the impetus on the first time? Was it
couldn't make
I
it?
Can't make it. I've got to poop in here, or is it just I'm gonna poop in here?
Or I like pooping.
It's
places?
A fucking thrill.
Is it
for some people? It's a thrill.
I hate the Gap.
Maybe
they sew their clothes in China. I'm
some people
shit on the floor.
Some people maybe.
I think it's
so stupid.
Like that's the thing, right? So like if it's a fetish. If it's
okay.
Like, it's like, oh, I'd love to just fucking.
It has to be.
It has to be, right? Like like people poop in plants
it
at work.
It has to be.
Oh, my God. That's documented.
Wait, what did you just say, Matt?
People poop at plants and planters at work.
That is the most insane thing. It happens.
Wait, yeah. What?
People will shit in the plants at their office.
And then leave it.
And leave it.
Yep. because people don't check the plants. They're like, what's that smell?
Right.
I don't know. It smells terrible.
Aha, I fucking owned this place with my poop. I hate my job.
Yeah, I keep pooping.
Is
in
the
this
first
plant.
Round of suspects
I'm a real winner.
Workers when
no,
they have to clean up shit?
No.
Do they know who it is?
Yes, most of the time.
They know.
Most of the time they see the fucker walking out because there's cameras everywhere.
Right.
Most of the time they see the person walking out and they're like, oh, you know who was last in there? That motherfucker. You know what he did? He shit in there.
Right.
Like everything that happens outside of the changing rooms, they can see.
So do they dream of shitting and then finally pull it off? And how does it feel the first time? And does it get duller for them each time they shit in the dressing room?
I guess so. I mean, it's probably like a lot of the kleptos that are out there.
Yeah.
That just go thieving for thieving's sake. Steal a shit.
Salt Lake Scoop just said, Jacob, check your plants.
That's always a good idea.
Oh, man.
Check your plants for dry bones.
Check your dry bones for plants. Check your papers for openings.
Every part of this is weird.
I know. That thing is like, I can at least
I want
understand
to be
the sexual
thankful.
Dysfunction.
I want to be thankful and happy that I will never understand the rationale behind shitting in a dressing room. I am okay with never understanding
it. I can't sleep tonight.
I am great with never knowing why. I am happy as a pig in shit, not knowing why someone wants to shit in a dressing
room. I feel like Dr. Drew would have an answer for this.
There are multiple answers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Revenge?
Yeah.
Desire?
Yeah. Can't make it to the bathroom?
Sure. Can't make it to the bathroom.
Emergency time.
Emergency.
Do you go back? Like, what do you know? Do you go back to the scene of the crime? Do you go back to your car and look through binoculars? That's the story acts?
Yeah, watching them clean it up. That's where the fun is.
Right.
I don't know, man. I mean, these people know now. It doesn't happen that often, but it happens. It happens enough that it's...
And do these people get arrested?
No. Isn't that the crazy thing?
The Gap does not pursue these people and have them arrested?
Nope.
That's... Yeah, it's just... Because you want that incident just be done with.
I guess so.
Right? You just want, like, let's just pretend it never happened.
Part of it. Also, unless they throw it at somebody, they haven't really committed a crime.
It's not, like, egregious.
I mean, committed a crime?
I'm sure it's a crime.
That is a crime.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
I'm...
Mopery is a
define
crime.
Define it.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're not...
Mopery.
But they're in a changing room.
Yeah, but
there's a certain amount of privacy that is entitled
if they
them.
Spray painted a dressing room, you'd be in trouble for that.
True. I guess you could get on vandalism. I guess you could call it vandalism.
Yeah. Destruction.
Yeah.
I'm sure the carpet's not the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
It should be a crime if it's not, but I don't know that there's anything prosecuted.
You certainly have a civil case, as the whoever had to clean up after your shit could sue you.
Nothing
sure.
civil about shitting in a fucking changing room. We do not live in a
this
civilized society.
This whole corn
society.
Is out of order.
Yes.
All right, next
this old corn is out of order.
I mean, that has got to be some kind of crime. I don't know what the crime is, but it's something.
Allow me to go on the internet.
It's a fucking crime. This is from Congregational Shock Scoopy.
Using a retail establishment as a toilet.
Yeah.
Crime.
Class A. Greetings from the wonderful capital of Sweden. I'm just writing in to tell you guys that you are a menace to society.
Agreed.
So there I was, riding the bus home, listening to the latest episode of ICS, minding my own business, when Paul started screaming, "Kiss him, Jacob!" And I nearly swallowed the breath mint that I was sucking on. It was that Läkerol. Thanks for asking. I assume that's how you pronounce it in Sweden. The laughter then resulted in me shooting the same breath mint through the air over four seats and nearly hitting a poor mom with her baby with a crash.
Oh, we're getting from Japan to one on the message board who has a hot cop wife. I like that they specified that. That's really hot.
She got a big nightstick.
She could arrest them on disorderly conduct in a public place. Which
sure.
Is a $250 fine, no jail time.
There needs to be jail time for this. What's one that carries jail time?
There's a lot of stuff. There's a Reddit.
Or maybe like a public beating. I'd be okay with that. Maybe a caning?
A caning. We got to bring that back.
I don't think we ever had it. But yeah, we need to get it.
A caning by the female cops so it can be a chicanering.
Yes. There we go.
I'm just trying to... This is gross. I'm just trying to find out what crime it is.
I had to pretend my laugh was a loud cough, and every time someone said, "Kiss him, Jacob," for the rest of the episode, I was silently crying with laughter all the way home, lovingly fucking you in the face with a secondhand Lecarol breath mint, congregational shock scoopy.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thank I'm glad you, pal. We got you good on that one. That was a funny episode.
That was good. It was during a family scoop.
Oh, Family Feud scoop was fucking great.
That's it. Oh, let's see. We got one more here. We got Froyo Soft Serve.
Fucking Richard Dawson.
Froyo!
Hi, guys. Wanted to avoid pissing Piff off and get right to the point. Thank you. I've been working at my current job for 10 years and have just recently been promoted to management. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I believe that some of that credit is owed to you guys. Not too much, though. I have indeed worked my ass off to get this promotion, but you guys have certainly contributed to that.
Well, we will take full credit then.
Yes.
You're welcome, and you're welcome.
Because of you guys and your improv talk, I've embraced yes. And hearing you guys share your stories of the things you deal with in your working lives have inspired me to learn to deal with whatever life throws at me with more humor. But
check,
more importantly,
check your plants.
Check your plants for humor.
But more importantly, you helped create the Scoop community where I become internet pals with some of the coolest people I ever hope to meet in person someday. Thank you for all of that. I love you guys sexually. Justin, that's a.k.a. Froyo Soft Serve.
Oh, thank you, Justin. Congratulations on the job. And yeah, thank our you, community buddy. Is fucking awesome. Right now there's over 1,000 people in Scoop Group.
Yep.
And I crack up every fucking day.
Oh, it's so good.
What they post.
They post great shit.
We really have the funniest listeners. And when they crack us up when we use the chat on the Bucket Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've already done two runs with that. And there we have some really hilarious
funny stuff,
folks that just put humor in the right place. Preaching fun. That just put humor first.
That's right.
And so that's why it's so great to watch them connect and get along. If you do want to meet your fellow Scoops, come on out to Scoop Fest.
Do it, guys.
September 22nd.
It's going to be so good.
23rd, 24th.
Get here.
Tons of amazing live podcasts. We have Night Attack, Emotional Hangs with Kurt Bronner and Joe DeRosa.
Yep.
We have Player One podcast. Those guys, our friends, are coming out there. We're going to do Radio.
Love and Radio.
Love and Radio.
Yep.
Nick Vanderkolk's coming out. And we're doing Penn Sunday School. And us.
And we're going to do something.
Holy crap-a-moly.
Just a ton of activities that are about hanging and meeting, including the Ask Me About name tag opening ceremonies.
Yes.
Opening
Plus,
event.
If you want to get really wild, come to the pre-opening VIP dinner the night before on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's going to be wild. That's going to be a wild night.
At Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's bash.
Yeah, you have dinner and play with Dave and Buster's. Where you can watch me play someone in skee-ball for $100.
Uh-huh. Watch us go to bed early. No.
That's not true.
Not, we're going to be up so
late. And then if you're out here for real, real fun, you can go to the pre-event, which is the regular, we're going to do a regular old primetime bucket show that Wednesday before and
you're
that
right.
Wednesday after.
We're doing late night bucket shows on that Wednesday and the Wednesday.
That's right.
Just for the folks who are staying here in town for a whole load of time.
I'm trying to take those days off.
Yeah, you are.
That Wednesday.
You're taking those days off.
Wednesday to Wednesday?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know if you're taking. You can go to work that Tuesday if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
The rest of you're up, and I'm up.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, I guess I need to take that next Wednesday off too, don't I?
You do.
Yeah, I do.
I'll take that Tuesday and Wednesday off. I'll take.
I've got all the other days off. I don't have that Wednesday.
Nine. I'd like a niner.
Nine there you go. That'd be nice.
Be lovely.
Boy, I'm already hungover from Scoop Fest.
It's not going to be easy to go back.
No.
It wasn't easy last year. It's going to be harder this year.
It was so depressing to go back to work.
Yeah. It's good. Well, it was interesting for me. Are we going to have Scoops that want to come to see 50 again?
They can. We can get a discount code for them again.
Let us know if you're coming.
Right.
I won't be performing. I'll only be in that Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe that Wednesday.
No, that Wednesday we're doing Bucket Show.
Yeah. But it was like, at like 10?
Oh, we can. It's up to you.
I mean, I might do it Wednesday.
Okay.
The pre-Wednesday. The post one is the one I went off.
Yeah.
The one of recovering time.
Yeah, yeah.
Going into it, I'd be okay. But that night when we had all the Scoops in the house was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. I never had to do that show again. I'd be fine.
Our Scoop Fest was so awesome. Our bartenders at the Window Showroom.
Oh, yeah.
Still ask me about that event. And when I told them that this year we're going to have it at the space.
Yeah.
Because I didn't bring it up, hoping they wouldn't bring it up again.
Yeah,
they literally looked so disappointed.
Yeah, they're sad.
They were like, they turned to the one guy who hadn't worked that event. He was new,
yeah.
And like, you don't understand. They were nice. It was calm, but they were drinking like crazy. Like they just, we didn't stop pouring drinks.
And they made money.
They made money, and like, and everyone was just having a good time. Like it was the most easy night. And I was like, that's our listeners.
That is, I mean, that is a bartender's dream, right?
Yeah.
Is to have like, fun, but crazy people coming to your bar.
We are a bunch of, you know, socially awkward nerd folks. People. Yeah. Who like to drink. So yeah, we're a bartender's dream.
Yeah.
Like I said, if we were in a podcast that only appealed to Instagram models, we would certainly accept that audience.
I forgot to mention this
parcel,
to you.
It's not our bag.
I just remembered this.
Paul has something to say.
Guys, Paul remembered something.
We went to the Golden Tiki.
Yes.
The place where we went to after Scoop Fest last year.
Yes. Well, you were drunk. You're just now remembering that.
The big hangout. Well, I went again Sunday night with my wife and her cousins who were in town visiting.
Ah.
And their spouses. And so we're chilling, drinking. We got a booth.
Wait, so you have in-laws in town too?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
So we were just hanging out, drinking.
Jacob wants to fuck
you. I guess they're in-laws. They were in-laws.
Cousins in-law.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'll take them.
No, I'm dry bone. They're gone already.
Don't drop a dry bone.
Too late. But we're hanging out and drinking. And before we even get our orders put in, a magician comes up. A girl, a lady magician.
Logicians.
A logician comes up.
Yeah.
And she does some...
A magician.
Some close-up stuff for us.
That's great.
It was really fun.
That
And she was very good.
That's the thing. It's gone through waves with that. I mean, it used to be bars that were just magician bars. Like, Matt King started as a bartender who did magic.
Mm.
And there were, like, bars that set up, like, famous bars that were just, like, you go to see a guy do magic and serve.
Right.
And then there are other, like, high-end clubs like that people, you know, they go around.
Well,
and
Piff was doing it at Rose Rabbit.
Yeah.
That was his whole thing.
He did that in England, too. It was his first gigs where you just go to parties close and do up. That. Mm-hmm. When Penn and Teller did Bringing Vegas to for the Apprentice finale, they had four of, like, amazing close-up magicians working the party. And people were just going nuts. When you have... That's a fun party element.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was really cool. She was really good.
That's great.
Have you ever seen one of those...
Get her card.
I should have got her card. Yeah. I didn't...
We host events now.
You know what I'm going to... I know. I'm going to have to go on...
If only we knew some magicians.
I'll go on... She said give Yelp a review. So I guess there's... Maybe I can contact her there. I could probably just go to Golden Tiki and be like, yo, what's the magician's name?
Yeah.
Right.
If you're listening, she's a nerd too.
Yeah.
We were talking Star Wars.
Get in touch.
So
our name's at HeyScoops.com.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of the close-up magicians that wanders around the bars that gets really creepy with the members of the opposite sex, though?
Kiss them, Jacob. Kiss Drop a dry bone on them, Jacob.
Oh. I mean, I think that's the rep that gets... That people don't... Like, when that type of entertainment runs its course...
Right.
It's due to those things.
Like, I've only seen that happen one time, but the one guy that I saw doing that was so fucking creepy.
Was it Mystery?
No.
The pickup artist who knew like two magic tricks.
Oh jeez.
Oh, he knew more than that.
Yeah,
he knew dry bone magic tricks.
He knew dry bone. How to get dryness off that bone.
How to get dryness off the bone.
I know.
How to get the dryness off the bone.
This company hired...
Every magic trick I do, get dryness off your bone.
I used to work for this one company. The company where I did the crazy moon mask stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Farrington. They were hired for this
huge
event.
Who got robbed?
What?
They got robbed the other day.
Their office?
Their facility where they store all their stuff.
Really?
Somebody stole a bunch of their costumes.
They don't have any more moon masks.
No, they stole a bunch of really rare... You know, they have those
that
giant...
That has to be an inside job. Who the fuck's looking for a fucking costume?
Right? I don't fucking know.
And even if you're like a crackhead breaking
where do you
in, you're
sell
like...
it? What do you do with it?
Yeah, right?
It was weird.
That seems like a...
It was a weird piece, but I mean, it's sad too because they've held on to those things for like 40 years.
No, they have an amazing collection, and they repurpose so much stuff.
Yeah,
it's always
they didn't
adventure.
Get everything, but they got a lot of really great stuff, and like those pieces with those because it's all this hand embroidered.
Yeah. It's very high end. The costumes are super valuable.
That's exactly it.
But that's why it must be someone who knows the value.
You
of
would
them.
Think. Right. I know.
We did
it's
those
weird.
Winter in Venice programs. The costumes were worth way more than what we were making.
Yes.
For the whole season.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so it was very, there was always a lot of, all the notes were about treatments of costumes in the dressing room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I forget what I was talking about now because I'm. That's so
sorry
awful.
To derail your. No, that's okay. Your thing completely.
They were doing an event and yeah. they hired close-up magicians to work the event.
Okay,
as part of their deal, you know. So stilt walkers, crazy clowns, dancers, and they hired close-up magicians, right? And this close-up magician stole a very valuable watch off the wrist of a very rich and important person.
Oh.
And even though he just dangled in front of his face, like, ah, it's a magic trick, and, like, offered to give it back to him, the guy flipped the fuck out.
Oh, Jesus.
And was, like, just, like, felt very violated and felt like he couldn't
right.
do whatever, and he was scared to be in the room. And so they Farrington then no longer offers close-up for high-end gigs.
Oh, no.
Still reach for the stars, guys. Just... Give those
keep
stars,
your feet on the ground.
Keep those stars right back to the rich guy. Don't fuck around. All right, where are we at, Jacob?
It's time for Jock versus Nerd.
Oh, shucky duckies.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Time for Jock versus
Explosion.
From Jurassic Scoop. Greetings, you great gentlemen of jest. I wanted to thank you for all that you do. I'm a relatively new listener. Episode 299 from early last December was my first, who started listening after hearing Matt talk about the show many times on Penn Sunday School.
Too many times, am I right, guys?
Yes. All it took was just that one episode and hearing Paul's song to the tune of Ghostbusters in the voice of Macho Man Randy Savage about butt mufflers to get me hooked. I guess it has to work at least once.
Yeah, that's
no pressure, no diamonds.
Butt muffler.
My podcast tastes very. I listened to last podcast on the left, Monster Talk, various ones from NPR, etc. But yours quickly became my favorite. I'm a Patreon supporter. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
And I recently upped my Patreon support level. Thank you again.
Double thank you.
You also now hold the illustrious distinction as the only podcast that I've ever left an iTunes review for. Thank you.
Wow.
That's great.
Man, this guy has hit the trifecta.
Wow. Yeah, if you're listening, go leave us an iTunes review. It helps us out.
Downloading episodes. Patreon support.
Go on.
And a review. Holy shit.
This is all despite Paul's stance against Jurassic World. Hearing his cruel world's words regarding Jurassic World stung like nothing else.
She had me at butt muffler, says Gas Man Scoop.
But the show goes on, and I've managed to put it behind us now after months and months of therapy. Anyway, I wanted to thank you all for the enjoyment.
You're getting a sequel.
That you provide to me and thousands of others, and I have attached a Scooperty.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, so this is a Scooperty from this guy. And let me just put the Scooperty up on the screen here for you Scoops. There you go, Scoops.
Oh, wow. Jacob fucking figured it out even better than I thought he would.
There's your Scooperty right
there.
Holy
shit, Jacob. Just when I think you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you sure do.
So this Scooperty comes to us from Jurassic Scoop, and the categories are...
Let's drop a Jibrone on a Scooperty screen.
All right. NBA number one draft pick.
T-Rex bone.
Jurassic Park, 50 Shades of Grey, and Famous Bruces.
All right, what is it again?
NBA number one draft picks, Jurassic Park, 50 Shades of Grey, and Famous Bruces.
Great.
Mm. Let's see. So I guess it's me first. So I'm going to go, I'll take Jurassic Park for 200. This type of dinosaur ate attorney Donald Gennaro?
Yep.
Sure. Off a toilet. I'm going to go with a raptor. I think it's a raptor.
All right.
You're wrong. It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
It was a T-Rex. Don't you remember that iconic scene when a T-Rex ate him off the toilet?
Obviously, I don't.
Oh, man, list iconic scenes of Jurassic Park. I don't know if that one...
I just watched Jurassic Park again. It came on Netflix. I watched it like a month ago. And I mean, I remember that already still.
Hold on to your butts.
That first one's good fun.
It's a good movie.
That's a good flick.
Velociraptor's like half a T-Rex, so I'm going to take half a point on that.
So for those of you who are listening, you can actually now see Scooperty being played and see the Scooperty screen if you tune in live ever.
That's right.
Twitch.tv/HeyScoops.
And speaking of Scooperty, it's Matt's turn.
All right. I'm going to go with Famous Bruces for 200, please.
All right. Let's see here. This Bruce has five daughters named Scott, Tallulah, Evelyn, Rumor, and Mabel.
Scout is one of them. Scott.
Who is?
Oh, it is Scout. Yeah, yeah.
Who is Bruce Willis?
That sounds a lot like Bruce Willis.
Jersey's own.
What you talking about, Bruce Willis?
Jersey Pride. Montclair State dropout like me.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's a good school to drop out of.
That is.
Paul, it's your turn.
Drop out. Well, I'll have to go 50 Shades for 200.
Let's see here. This is how old Christian Grey is at the start of the novel, 50 Shades of Grey.
What is 23?
It is 27.
Balls.
Paul.
Balls.
It's not like you play the character every night. It's fine.
Anne told me he was... I guess she knew. She's at 27, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, she probably... I was about to say, she probably said 27.
Go back to all the way when he was 15, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
16.
27. Shit, I thought 23. Okay. All right.
There you go. All right, I'm going to go with Jurassic Park for 400 since I did so well the first time. This was the year that the Jurassic Park movie was released. Boy, I don't know. I'm going to guess 92 because that's the best year ever. Oh, 93.
It's not that good of a movie.
Oh, terrible, terrible.
That was close,
terrible, though.
Very close.
Yep. I'm going to take partial credit on that one, too. So I've got two partials. Matt, your turn.
I'll do Famous Bruce's for 400, please.
Let's see here. This Emmy Award-winning Bruce also had a four-year stint on Hollywood Squares in various capacities.
Valanche?
Gotta be. Bruce Valanche. It is Bruce Valanche. Mm-hmm. He showed up at Absinthe the other night.
Really?
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Did he drop some quips?
No.
Been dropping them quips.
Drop them quips, though. Dry bones.
He got to get paid to drop them quips.
Shit, Valanche. True. Drop them quips, though.
Paul, your turn.
50 Shades for 400, please.
Let's see here. Christian Grey was born in this city. Christian Grey was born in this city, Paul.
I'm going to go with Seattle.
Let's see here. It's Detroit, Michigan.
Fuck.
Motor City.
Motorboat City.
Motown.
Motorboat.
Paul got it wrong.
50 Shades of Grey. Sexy time.
I had
time.
No idea he was born in Detroit. This changes my entire take on the character.
Matt is currently in the lead with 600. Paul and I are tied for second at minus 600.
That means I'm up by at least 600.
That's right. Let's see. I'm going to stick with Jurassic Park and go for 600. In the movie Jurassic Park, Ray Arnold, the chief engineer of Jurassic Park, is played by this actor.
Oh.
Shit. I'm going to pass the Matt.
I don't know the names of the characters. Cause I know,
no, you need the actor name.
I know, but I don't know if Ray Arnold was Samuel Jackson or whether he's talking about Newman.
Oh, gotcha.
In which case, I don't know Newman's name.
Right.
Newman.
So I'm going to pass to Paul.
I'm going to say Samuel L. Jackson.
It is Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, it was. Okay.
I was thinking it was Newman.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's Wayne Knight, by the way. Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight,
thank
by the
you.
Way, guys.
Wayne
that
Knight.
Is Wayne,
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight.
Portly actor Wayne Knight.
Guys, legendary. Portly actor.
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Knight.
Newman.
Matt, your turn.
See, nobody cares.
I'm going to go with Famous Bruce's for 600, please.
Let's see, 600. This NFL Hall of Famer named Bruce spent most of his career with the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, shit. Fuck, I know this guy. He got a safety against the Giants in the Super Bowl. Oh, I'm blanking on his name.
Who is Bruce Valanche?
It's Bruce somebody.
Pass.
Brucey Juicy. No, I pass. I don't know.
I got a pass as well. Bruce Smith.
Jacob, it's your last name.
I know.
Bruce Dry is, Bones, where were you?
Dry Bones.
Bruce
Come
is
on.
My last name.
Dropping a ball, Dry Bones.
Paul, it's your turn. What you got?
50 Shades for 600, please.
Let's see here. When Christian was 4 years old, his biological mother died of this. Probably a dry boning.
I'm going to say drug overdose.
Let's see here. Drug overdose is correct.
Bingo!
Paul knows his 50 Shades of Grey.
When it gets to the harder questions.
He was orphaned as a little boy.
Yep. Mama hit the crack pipe pretty hard.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Do I want to go with Jurassic Park, which I haven't gotten any of so far, or Famous Bruce's? I'm going to go with Famous Bruce's. Let's see here. This Bruce did backup vocals on three tracks of Warren Zevon's last album, The Wind, in 2003. I'm going to guess Bruce Springsteen. It is Bruce Springsteen.
I feel robbed.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Did that track with Warren Zevon?
I didn't know that.
I guessed it.
I would have guessed that too, just because I figured it would
who
not
else could it be?
Yeah, and I know that Springsteen's done a few. He's done some backup vocals for some people before.
Touched first draft picks.
Yeah, you notice how even me and Matt are avoiding that
scary.
One. Speaking of Matt, it's your turn.
I will go with NBA draft picks for number one picks for 200.
He's doing it.
Let's see here.
A forward slash center out of Kentucky, this player was taken first in the 2012 NBA draft by the, at the time, New Orleans Hornets.
Who's Anthony Davis?
That's it. Anthony Davis. Matt got it. See, now I feel robbed of one, Matt. You feel
there
better?
There you go. Yeah, except yours was 800, but go on.
He's, yeah, good.
Ann B. Davis's kid.
Yes.
From
yes.
The Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Alice's Brady Bunch gave birth to Anthony Davis.
Anthony it's Davis. Ann B. Davis. It's almost the same name.
Yeah, it's basically, I mean,
he's the same guy.
Twins.
They're twins. Basically it's the same person.
His mom is his twin.
Child.
Yeah. Paul, your turn.
I'm going to close out 50 Shades, please.
All right, let's see here. Of the three regular male contributors on Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social, this is the only one who has not played Christian Grey in the Las Vegas show, 50 Shades the Parody.
Who is Matt Drybone? Not Matt. Who is Jacob Drybone Smith?
Drybones.
Drybones.
We also would have accepted Drybones.
All right.
Paul got it right.
Hooray.
Oh, boy. Jacob's turn. I'll close out Jurassic Park for 800. Ilsa Nubler, the fictional Ilsa Nubler, is that how you say it?
Isla Nublar.
Oh, good.
It's an isle. It's an island.
Isla. Yes, I know. The next part of the question
Isla
says
Isla Nublar.
The fictional island Jurassic Park took place on is leased by John Hammond from this real-life Central America's country's government. Argentina, Costa Rica. They both end with an A, so I'm going to take partial credit on
close.
That one.
Right. It was real close. I wouldn't have got that one.
Yeah. Matt, your turn.
Draft picks for 400, please.
Let's see here. Daily double. You can risk up to 800.
How much lead do I have? I don't have any lead.
No pressure, no diamonds.
You are in second place right now.
You better do it.
Okay, I'm going to bet it all.
All right, let's see here. The question is, this player was the first pick in the 1983 NBA draft and taken two picks before Michael Jordan.
Sam Bowie?
Actually, no, it's Akeem. Akeem Olajuwon.
Akeem Olajuwon, the Slim Reaper.
No.
No, what was Akeem's nickname? No.
The Dream.
The Dream.
Akeem the Dream, of course. Akeem the Dream.
The Slim Reaper.
I misremembered that. I'm upset.
Yeah, I didn't. I would not have gotten that one
Bowie
either.
I thought Jordan was drafted second. I'm looking it up. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, look it Come up. On. Paul, your turn. Which NBA draft pick would you like?
I'll
you want
do the
600
one,
or 800?
I'll do the one for 600, please.
All right, let's see here. Possibly a distant relative of Johnny Australia, this Aussie center was taken first by the Milwaukee Bucks in the 2005 NBA draft.
Pass.
I'm passing as well. Matt, do you know it?
What is that? I'm looking up shit. What?
2005 NBA draft, Aussie center taken by the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, Andrew Bogut.
Oh, is that Bogut? Oh, it sure was.
Look at that.
Look at that. I thought he had come into the league later than that. I guess not, though.
Andrew yeah. Didgeridoo Bogut.
And I'm taking the draft picks for 800. Despite having a common name, this forward out of Maryland was the first pick of the 1995 draft made by the Golden State Warriors. I don't know. Matt, who is it?
Well, oh, sorry. I'm still mad. I thought because when I understood this draft history differently.
Yeah.
I've been misinformed myself some other source.
Despite having a common name, this forward out of Maryland was the first pick of the 1995 NBA draft by the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, Joe Smith.
There you go. Nailed it. And that ties Matt for first place.
Cats game.
Cats game, y'all.
Matt and Paul tie for first place. I come in third at -600. They both have 1,400. But since they both tie, of course, that means Jacob wins.
Oh,
Jacob wins! Love when Jacob wins.
Oh, man.
When Jacob wins, love wins.
I don't think so.
Nope, that's how that works.
My sister-in-law begs to differ.
She loves that dry bone, though.
All right, I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast.
Yep.
I want to thank Jacob Drybone Smith. For operating everything here. Everything.
You're welcome. Drybones!
Drybones. And I'm glad we can get Scooperty up on the board for people who
That's
watch live.
Pretty dope. That's pretty
exciting. Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. I wanna,
That's what I was working Paul. On when people were setting off fucking fireworks.
Oh, no, there's a cutoff here for the first name. Paul, you have your list there?
Oh, yes, we're going blue this time, right?
Yeah, yep. We're going
the blue pill.
It's down here. This is a thing cut off.
All right. Let's use the theme of Asti Spumante.
That one.
Kelly Asti Spumante Conkle.
Did we do this for the last episode?
Yes. It's still funny.
I want to fuck.
It's at least as funny as it was.
For Asti Spumante Cream.
Kevin Asti Spumante Brown.
David Sparkling Italian Wine Henderson.
Scoop of Asti Spumante Norway.
Don Martini No Rossi Dottie.
Scoop Chang, the Beijing Bugle, Asti Spumante.
Mr. Osti Brain Spumante Freeze.
Ben Osti Spumante Kapal.
Matt, that scoop was I want to fuck Ben Gillette for creating this podcast.
Oh. I want to fuck Ben Gillette for making this. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I went with cream, but it turns out I was creating this podcast. It's a larger cutoff than I thought. Ellie Osti Spumante O'Dare.
Scoopiter Osti Spumante Ascending.
Jeff Scoopity Doopity Osti Spumante Hunt.
Bo Spumante Campbell.
Psychotic Spumante Osti Scoop.
Brandon Spumante Poo.
Ian A. Osti Spumante Martini and Rossi Chapman.
Brian Spumante Lehman.
Jacob Osti the Spumante Farmer Martini Guy Rossi.
Refrigerator Osti Spumante Perry Scoop.
Jacob Osti Spumante Dinkalick will see you later.
Osti Spumante Gas Man Scoop.
Jeff, I had too much Osti Spumante. I really shouldn't be driving, Harris.
Osti Spumante Scoop to my Lou.
Mighty, Osti, I'm going to spool all my Monty on your scoop.
Corey McTit Spumante Owens.
What?
Corey McTits Owens.
Because the wine is the tits?
No, the name is Corey McTits. Oh, I didn't throw in Corey McTits. That's on here.
Jordan,
come on.
How much Osti Spumante is too much Osti Spumante Campbell?
I always class this joint up, dude. Daniel Spumante Graboids.
The red tide of Osti Spumante Baron.
Daryl F. Spumante Tellerico.
Fro, yo, can I get some Osti Spumante over here, Joe?
Dave Slusher of the Evil Genius Chronicles Spumante.
Let's drink some Osti Spumante and get some bare naked up in these scoopies.
Jacob!
No, I got nobody to thank, so we'll see you next week, Scoops.
Thanks a lot, Scoops. Hey, if you want to be thanked on air, if you want a case of Osti Spumante...
No.
Go online. Yeah. But if you want to help us out...
It'll cost you $13, yeah, $13 for a case.
That money would be better spent over at patreon.com/HeyScoops.
Most definitely.
Or HeyScoops.com/Patreon. PATREON. You can become a patron. You can back us for as little as $1 a month, for as much as $50 a month. We have all kinds of different tiered prizes and rewards for backing us, and we really appreciate it.
Means the world, guys.
We are 10 months into hitting our mark, according to Patreon, which is exciting.
It's really awesome. 10 months. We got 2 more months.
You mean hitting our goal every month?
We will hit the goal every month for a year if we do it for 2 more times.
Like that many bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Although sometimes we get feedback that they don't like that many bonus episodes. But we'll figure it out.
But they don't have to listen to bonus episodes.
That's true.
That's why they're called bonus episodes.
And then, of course, we put extra episodes
because they don't have to listen.
A Patreon of any sort gets access to our bonus episodes. Gets bonus episodes for everyone who listens.
Everyone gets bonus episodes.
And then if you also get an additional RSS feed for our alternative podcasts.
Yes.
And this is a good month to join because we're going to be doing Behind the Scenes of Penn & Teller Fools, which premieres Thursday, July 13th, Thursday.
Nice.
You can start watching Penn & Teller Fools on the CW, and I can give you a behind-the-scenes look as to what went down in that show. We'll
probably have to get another Scoop Flicks and Chill up here soon.
Oh yeah, that's our most demanded one. Other ones people don't demand so much. But
what? You kid? No. No. Monster Secret Agent Podcast is a hit.
Yeah.
Bonafide. People love the adventures of Brace Rockburn, Private Eye.
Oh, look at you remembering his name.
I did remember his name this time, finally.
All right. Time to make more episodes then.
Yeah, right?
I
got to get RJ in here. I can't do it without RJ.
I want to thank all of our listeners and subscribers. If you can't back us, that's fine. Just go ahead and keep being a downloader subscriber. You can even turn someone onto our podcast and our obelisk scheme. We don't want a pyramid scheme. Just choose one person only.
Pick that one dry bone.
Pick that dry bone and wet it with our podcast. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, which we really appreciate so much.
Yes.
Helps us get recommended by their machines.
5 stars only.
Yeah.
5 stars only, please.
Otherwise, don't review us.
Yeah.
Just move along.
Just stop listening and leave us alone. We didn't do anything to you.
Of course,
I tried to make you laugh.
Right now,
get out of here.
You can be checking out the Bucket Show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
on
Twitch.
Twitch.tv/HeyScoops, and the replays stay up there for months.
Yeah.
And they also get transferred over to our YouTube page, which Justin does a great job over there. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you soon.
Don't forget to check out the Hey Scoops Reddit page as well. The Scoop group on Facebook.
At Hey Scoops on all social media.
Tune in. Tune out. Drop in. Drop your balls. Wet your dry bone.
Have a ball.
I'm going to fuck my sister-in-law.
What? Oh, oh no. Oh, no. Man. No. Run, girl.
Also, plenty of stuff on our shop. You can go to heyscoops.com/swag.
We're going to be ordering more stuff.
Yeah, we got to restock.
Stuff is selling
people
out.
Selling.
Holy
That's
shit.
Right.
We're selling out of stuff, guys.
Who would have thunk?
Take that, Tony Kornheiser. They launch a whole bunch of merch and they don't sell that much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't listened to the show in a while.
Well, we're going slow.
Why are we starting to beef?
No, we sell stuff.
Yeah, we're starting beef with Kornheiser now.
No beef. No, no beef.
No beef.
This is no beef cast.
We could sell beef.
No beef.
No beef.
Someone's talking about fools running around selling beef door to door.
Door to door.
Love the door to door beef cast.
Did you? Now, you know,
that's
I.
some street meat right there.
Yeah, there used to be Kentucky trunk steak shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, fool.
Trunk pizza's the only way to go.
I don't want your trunk anything. Hey, sell me shit out of trunk. Get out of here.
You sell me anything out of a trunk.
Apparently they can sell you a dolphin real cheap.
Yep.
You bought him.
SJ used to sell clothes out of a trunk in high school.
What?
She would go to vintage clothes stores, buy vintage clothes, and then sell them to other high school students out of her trunk.
So I'm mad. The player selected after Hakeem Olajuwon was Sam Bowie, then Michael Jordan.
He was just selected directly before Michael Jordan.
I just remember.
Oh, that's tough.
I just remember the foible being
technicality.
Like someone took Sam fucking Bowie before Michael Jordan, so I knew
I think it was
that
the
name.
Bucks, wasn't it?
Sam
it
Bowie.
Was, the drill,
he
the
was a Kentucky players. Player, oh, right?
What's that?
Sam Bowie was a Kentucky player, right?
I think so.
I know that name, so he must have
must
been.
Must be. Must be.
See you next week, Scoops. Thanks for listening.